With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The nation's capital often gets a bad rap as an unfashionable city where fitting into the office overrides personal style. Think J. Crew and sensible shoes over Gucci. But a number of small-scale designers and boutique owners are trying to build up the city's fashion industry. From WAMU in Washington, D.C., Michaela Lafrac reports.
When you think high fashion, you probably think Paris or New York, not D.C. But recently, I found myself at a runway show in the middle of the nation's capital, surrounded by people in towering heels, couture dresses, and bright prints.
I love my city, and when it comes to fashion, we definitely have a lot to offer.
That's model Dalia Inman. She's with a local designer named Efwa Sam, who sees D.C. fashion in two distinct stages.
Before Michelle Obama came and after, it became more fashionable.
Despite the Obama effect, office attire still has a pretty strong hold in Washington. But more stores are selling locally made apparel. Stacy Price owns a string of three boutiques called Shop Made in D.C.
We're all trying to bust the myth that we're this buttoned-up city.
All the clothes in her store are made by local designers. Price is part talent scout, part business consultant. She finds designers on Instagram or at craft shows, then helps them scale their businesses. She tells me about one earring designer she met at a street market.
She was like, oh yeah, I'm selling these for like $8. We were like, no, you're in demand. It takes you a long time to make these things. Here's your new business model.
The earrings now go for $25 in Price's shop, but there's a limit to how much small designers can scale without help, and D.C. doesn't have many clothing manufacturers. If Price wants to order, say, 100 dresses for the holiday rush, there are only a handful of local places that can fill the order.
Several fashion designers that use one seamstress in the city to make their items, and those people that are going outside the city are going to places like Philadelphia and New York.
But shipping the product back to D.C. from that far north cuts into profits. Some up-and-comers are looking to fill this hole in the pipeline. Lorena Ponce is studying fashion design at Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia.
Bringing fashion to D.C., that's kind of my purpose.
She's interned with that one seamstress Price mentioned. After graduating, she wants to stay here to open her own shop. In Washington, I'm Michaela Lafrac for Marketplace.